March 26th, Friday. What is wrong with this child? God has an endless plan for this child. Anyone can tell by looking at me. I too was a person who didn't have any possibilities or hope. The adults who lived in my neighborhood looked at me and genuinely worried. Even worse, my aunt told my mother not to pray for me anymore. I was slowly becoming incorrigible and hopeless. But one day, I realized the gospel. I didn't receive any answers right away, but as time passed, God led me to meet historic evangelists. Could there have been any greater blessing than that? My aunt had made a terrible mistake. Those who saw what belonged to God crossed the Jordan River. Joshua 3, verses 11 and 12. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, from each tribe a man. After Moses passed away, a sense of desolation overcame the Israelites. At that time, Joshua personalized 5 points. He saw in advance the works that Moses accomplished, possessed those works, and enjoyed them in advance. Joshua was bold because he had conquered what God had already given. As he meditated on the covenantal word day and night, he tasted fulfillment in advance. Likewise, what is the stream of the mission that you see when you hold on to God's covenant? Number 1. Seeking what was there from the beginning. Joshua, who held on to the covenant of crossing the Jordan River, first discovered what was there from the beginning. He confirmed the covenant of the blood sacrifice and the 10 miracles, the works of the Exodus and the covenant of the 3 feasts, and the mystery of the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle. Number 2. Creating both a monumental masterpiece and the future. Joshua, who found what was there from the beginning, only followed the absolute covenant, which was God's method. As a result, in the midst of hardships, he made a God-given monumental masterpiece. This monument was the fulfillment of the covenant, which became the evidence before the next generation that shaped the future. Even in the days of Elijah and Elisha, works continued to arise at the Jordan River. Later, Jesus, who came according to the covenant, was baptized in the Jordan River as well. The covenant held onto by remnants will soon become the future. During your remnant years, when you prepare academically, you must also prepare gospel content. Although the media constantly changes, the gospel remains steadfast. When remnants find the content within the 62 points of the evangelist's life, God will raise them as the main figures of the RUTC. Dear God, as I hold on to your covenant and see covenantal fulfillment in advance, help me to prepare gospel content that will change the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.